Hallelujah. Have a nice gift to us from Sherry. She wrote something, and as God's divine providence would have it, she asked me to read it last night at the Christmas party. That was fun. Those of you who got to make it, it was more food than an army could eat. And but when she went to get it, when it was time for me to read it, she couldn't find it. It had disappeared. So I kind of was pleased about it because I wanted her to read it anyway, and her voice was not too strong, but she's here today. She said, come share what the Lord's put on your heart. Test it. Whoop, there we go.
We've all heard the story, the night before Christmas. This is the night of Christmas. 'Twas the night of Christmas, and all through the land, not a creature was stirring, not even a lamb. The stars were all shining so clear and so bright with hopes and prayers of a long, silent night. The shepherds were all dozing, their heads hung low, while the sheep slept with trust, safe from the foe. The cricket sang softly, a gentle breeze blew, as all settled down for a siesta or two. When up in the sky there rose such a sound, they sprang from their sleep with a leap and a bound. Up they jumped in startled surprise to gaze at a sight that did mystify. A light shone all around with no cause in sight. It brightened the field with a noon bright light. Then appearing to their startlement and fright, a heavenly angel in dazzling flight. With a sound of trumpets so loud and so clear, the angel of the Lord did before them appear. The shepherds did tremble with fear and dismay. They fell to their knees and started to pray. With a voice like thunder, the angel did say, "Do not fear, for good tidings I bring you this day. In the city of Bethlehem a child is born, who will bring all people hope, and they will never more moan. In a manger so humble and swaddled in love, the child is Christ, the Son of God above. He will bring hope to the nations and healings for all. He will find all who are lost and save us from the fall." Then a heavenly host of angels did appear, saying and singing in voices so clear, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace and goodwill to men." The shepherds in wonder and hope did proclaim, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this child of fame." So they and their flock did gather to travel and see the child that will make all things better. They found him, as they were told, in a manger laid, with Mary and Joseph, with the love they conveyed. A baby in peace did sleep when the shepherds did leave, rejoicing and sharing all they had seen. This quiet first Christmas was long, long ago, celebrated by shepherds, angels, and God alone, foretelling of a promise given in the past, of a Savior that is loving to the downcast. His name is Jesus, and with his birth, he has given us hope and brought light to the earth. He conquered death to bring us towards God and fulfilled the promise of life to the flawed. So with this celebration of love and good cheer, remember the Christ child who cast out all fear, and keep in Christmas and throughout the year a heart filled with love, grace to all, far and near. Merry Christmas and Blessed New Year.